Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6. Five.
25 past 5 of a Wednesday. Let's try and get a 5 on the board from Katie. First of all, let's find out your working situation. Off Monday, off yesterday. How did you manage it?
I had St. Patrick's Day off, and I suppose I kind of had Monday off also. Half and half, you know?
Yeah, very good, yeah.
At this point now, what do you do for work?
So I'm a trainer in conflict resolution skills.
No way. That is one of the most interesting jobs we've heard of this year.
Yeah, no, it's very interesting. So we travel the country doing it, yeah.
Could you give us an example without implicating any companies or GDPR? I know privacy would be very important to you.
It is, yes. Yeah. So I work with teenagers. So I do youth groups and schools and things like that.
Okay, so if I was Fionnuala's son and I didn't like the way she was cooking my dinner every evening, mother, you are oversteaming the carrots once again. They are tasteless. And then mother Fionnuala would say to me,
give you a clip around the ear.
And then Katie, you would say to us,
do you know, maybe you should say, like, I just feel like your cooking isn't up to my standard.
Oh, okay, so that would be a positive thing to say.
No, it would not. Absolutely not. No.
You fell into the trap.
You do that, like, yeah, I feel like that I would rather have spaghetti bolognese today than shepherd's pie, because your spaghetti bolognese is the best.
Okay, so you would turn it around positively. Yeah. Nice.
How much do you bring those techniques into your own personal life when conflict might arise, Katie?
Surprisingly, a lot more than I thought.
Okay.
Yeah. I think the more I've kind of learned about conflict resolution skills, the more I've brought it into my own personal life.
And what do you study to get into that job?
Well, you see, I studied, I suppose, community and youth work. So I kind of, from that degree and then into just general study, like research and... Now, yeah. you can get a degree, I think, in conflict resolution skills, but I don't have that, per se.
As you can hear...
I have a lot of knowledge.
Sorry, Katie. As you can hear from us and the amount of questions we've hopped of you, we are so interested and intrigued to the point of that we are very nosy, and we should get to a game of Gimme 5 before we ask too many questions.
Suits me perfectly.
Excellent.
Good stuff. So you're ready to play. The 10 seconds are there for you. And before I give you the question, I would just like to ask you to imagine a situation. The situation being that you are out for a meal at a restaurant. So in 10 seconds or less, would you please give me 5 typical starters? Go.
Oh, chicken wings, vol au vent, Caesar salad, garlic mushrooms and garlic bread.
Unbelievable work. Oh, would you like some conflict, Katie?
No, I would not, thank you.
If I was to say to you, garlic bread might be considered a side and not a starter.
No, not necessarily, because garlic bread with cheese was on a starter menu that I seen on Monday.
You're right, you're after a rejig in my memory. Well done, Katie.
Coming with the facts, Katie. That was complete. Resolved very successfully.
5 stars, Katie. I'm just about to recommend you on LinkedIn. Well done. Straight to the top
of
the leaderboard.
Thank you so much. Fantastic.
Good luck to you.
Thanks a million.
Bye. Katie, the conflict resolutionist, doing the business and give me 5. I couldn't even convince myself that I was correct.
No, because she had the answers, she had the facts, and she is definitely very talented at her job as a trainer in conflict resolution. What a role to be going into every day.
You could hear us like two magpies looking at a shiny spoon. Ooh, conflict resolution, we must ask you 1,000 questions. Hey!
Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.